Hey, this is another episode of Evolution.org Raw podcast. Welcome to this show as we go into October. It's another new month. The year is almost over. We're in the fourth quarter of the year. I have my co-host, The Mason, with me. This is Steve Smee. We have some really cool topics to talk about. So let's get to it. First off, Matt, give us a little update. For those of you who don't know, Matt's been doing kind of a really, really unique diet. Matt, can you kind of tell us what you've been doing for those who haven't listened to the prior episodes, and then give us a nice little update as to what's going on?
Okay, so without getting into all the details and boring everybody that's heard this a few times, the general idea of this plan is to incorporate a couple different types of fasting into it. And the goals here are going to be for everybody that's interested in health, longevity, you know, just staying fit in good condition. This is not for the guy that's looking to, you know, get a ton of muscle or anything like that, nothing extreme. So basically what it's going to include is a one 24-hour fast per week. So for anybody that wants to do that, that's the best way to figure out how your body will respond. Pick a day that's convenient for you, a day that, you know, you'll be able to be busy, because the first time you try this, it's going to be tough. The battle's going to be mental as well as physical until you understand how your body reacts, how your mind reacts to these things. Eating is just second nature. So you really need to be able to do it on a day you can keep yourself busy. So once a week, fast for 24 hours a day. Now what that does, that allows your digestive system to have a break. And instead of worrying about, you know, food all the time and, you know, dealing with all these nutrients, it allows your system to heal. Your body can focus on healing. So it's not only just your muscles that you've been training, it's also, you know, it allows your body to work on new white blood cells, get rid of the old crap. You know, it allows your body to regenerate all these things. So that one day is really key. So then on the other 6 days of the week, what you're going to do is fast for 12 hours. So the meals are split into two, roughly 12 hours apart, as close as you can. So breakfast would be, say, 7, 8 a.m., and then your dinner, 7 or 8 p.m. Now, it's really going to vary on what your macronutrient needs are, on what your total calorie needs are. For somebody like myself, my job is extremely sedentary. And as I get older, obviously, my calorie requirements change. So I may sit around, you know, 2,300 or so for maintenance. A lot of you guys in your, you know, early 20s, you know, you're active, maybe you got a trade construction type job, you know, your maintenance calories may be closer to 3,000, you know, even more. So it'll be tougher for somebody that's, you know, at that higher caloric intake. So for somebody like me cutting, I would roughly say 1,600 calories is going to be a good amount per day. Okay, so I'll split that into two meals, 800 in the a.m., 800 in the p.m. Now, that's actually a lot of food when you really get down to it. So definitely track. It's easy if you want to kind of eat the same foods every day, because once you plan it out, it's something you can really stick to. Feel free to add variety, but it is tough if you're going to do it. So for somebody like me, it's going to be much easier to say have, you know, four eggs, two chicken, and a salad where I can add in nuts and things like that that'll really put the calories in there. So that's the basic layout of the diet. Training, you're still going to want to train. You're going to have tons of energy, even training fasted. A lot of you guys worry about not having enough energy. What you're going to notice is the pumps will be great if you try this. I've never had a fasted workout that's been weak or where I felt tired. What I like to do is to keep my training intensity high, but maybe keep my weights and my number of sets a little bit lower. I like to keep a little bit of energy in the tank just because it is tougher to not have, you know, the calories really to back you up. So that's kind of the basis of it. So where I'm at right now, I've had a tough couple weeks. I've had a terrible cold. And it's one of those where every year I anticipate getting a cold when it's back to school time. It's just something that's inevitable. So it was pretty bad for maybe 3-4 days. And of course, you know, I have a family at home, so it runs its course through everybody. And it seemed to start to go away after a week, and then it kind of came back out of nowhere. So I've literally been fighting this cold for 2 weeks. It throws everything off. So I'm set back quite a bit. What I did learn from this, and I really want to stress this, when we had Dr. Gary on the podcast, I was not on this one, but he was on. I listened to it. Fantastic episode. And a question that was brought up is, when you're sick, is fasting beneficial or not? And I really found that interesting, because growing up, what are you always told when you're sick? Make sure you eat. Even if you're not hungry, try to get some food in you. Try to have your chicken soup, you know, get some vitamin C, all these other things. And what we learned from the explanation is actually fasting is fantastic when you're sick, because it really, like I mentioned earlier, gives your body that time to heal and to focus on fighting off the virus, the bacteria, whatever it is you may have. So that's the first mistake I made, because I didn't try that at all. Obviously, I try to drink my water. Vitamin C is extremely important at this time too. A lot of supplements you'll find, just generic multivitamins, they're going to say your recommended dose of vitamin C for a day is maybe 100, 200 milligrams. It's probably more like 5 to 10,000 per day, to be completely honest. That's really where the benefits actually come in. And that's something that I wasn't doing. And so I've learned a ton. So I guess my update is I'm kind of back to square one from where I was, which is fine, because like I've said before, I'm in no rush. I'll do everything the right way and I'll do what I need to do. So I would hope next week's, you know, update, if we get to it next week, would be something I can share something different about. And
how's your more details. Since you started, how much weight are you down?
So I didn't weigh myself this week. I would say I probably start to finish maybe about four pounds down, just as an estimate.
You're down 4 pounds from when you started?
Yeah, from the beginning.
Oh, okay, because I thought you were down 8 pounds at one point.
No. So that's what I'm saying. So like after the rebound. So I think going into having the cold and then kind of going back into the regular style of eating, so I think I did get a little bit of that rebound with the slower, you know, like where your metabolism will slow down a bit at the beginning. I mean, I guess it doesn't slow down further. It just is slower. So then when you start to introduce more frequent eating, you have to be careful, because you will get a type of rebound, which I think is a lot of what I went through. So I think after this, you know, now that things will be getting back to normal, I'll probably kind of get back to where I was fairly quickly, I would think.
Okay, so you're going to be basically all speed ahead. Is there like a certain amount of time? Is this something you're going to be doing permanently, or is this something you're kind of testing out for a couple months?
It's still more of a test at this point. It's possible to do something like this permanently, I would think. But I think it would have to be tweaked for everybody, because I think the 12 hours is tough depending on what your schedule is. Some people might have to do 8 hours, 10 hours. So I think it would probably, as a permanent solution, look more like a typical intermittent fasting, you know, where you have the, you know, 16 to 8 hour, you know, kind of window thing. But I mean, this is something a little different that I think could be permanent for the right person with the right schedule.
Yeah, so definitely, we'll see what happens with Matt. We'll definitely keep the situation updated. It was a regular podcast where he had Dr. Gary talking about fasting. So if you guys want to look it up, it's a few episodes back. As far as the regular podcast that we do with Trevor. So let's get into some steroid talk. And in this episode, we're going to talk about one of the most confusing things out there, and that's PCT. Let's talk a little bit about PCT. Let's talk first about PCT dangers. Now, I hear this word PCT all the time in the gym. I hear these guys like talking about, oh, PCT this, PCT. They don't even know what PCT means. They don't know what it stands for. What does it stand for? It stands for post-cycle therapy. But the hilarious thing is the PCTs that we see out there being parroted on forums don't do jack shit for you. Okay, so let's first talk about why, these PCT dangers. The first danger of a PCT is people don't understand why they're doing a PCT. PCT, when you run after you run steroids, the object is not to kickstart your HPTA. That's impossible. If such a thing was possible, why are guys on TRT for life? Explain that to me. It is just not possible. It's not like, we're not talking about a car here, okay, where you're restarting the transmission, you're restarting the engine or whatever. We're talking about your body. And your body, once it's shut down, it's shut down, okay? There's no way when you're on cycle to, keep things going. I hear this a lot from guys. They're like, oh, I'm gonna keep my balls working while I'm on cycle. There's no such thing, guys. You can't take anything to keep your balls working. It doesn't work like that. And then when you come off steroids, you can't just magically kickstart your HPTA like magic by running a bunch of drugs, HCG and Coumadin and Novadex and all this stuff. That's not the point. And that's where the danger comes in, is that people don't understand what PCT all about. PCT, the object of it, is to simply give yourself a soft landing when you come off steroids so you don't crash. And if you've ever run steroids with no PCT, you know exactly what I'm fucking talking about. When you come off steroids and you crash, you feel like absolute shit. You don't have any motivation to go to the gym. Your dick doesn't work. Okay, which is probably the worst thing ever for all you young guys, because you guys obsess over your dick more than anything. Okay, the more you obsess over things, the worse it's gonna be for you. Okay, that's why every 20-year-old out there has to take fucking erectile dysfunction drugs, by the way, because they obsess over shit. Another thing, if you don't run a PCT, you get that crash, you're gonna lose your gains during that time. You're gonna lose your strength during that time very, very rapidly. It's normal to take two or three steps forward on steroids and have to take one step back when you come off. That's fucking normal because you're running extra hormones in your body. But we don't want to take two or three steps forward and then take three or four steps back. And that's what happens all the fucking time because people don't know how to PCT. Those are the dangers. Matt, what's your perspective on PCT danger?
Here's the one of the major dangers that I see. I see this question all the time. Here's the question. I'm running a cycle. I'm running 400 milligrams testosterone per week with Anavar at the end. Do I need a PCT because this is such a mild cycle? That is the danger right there. And the reason it's dangerous is because, as Steve said, there is no preventing shutdown. That doesn't exist. If you put hormones in your body, you will shut your natural testosterone production down. So whether you're running 200 milligrams of testosterone per week, or whether you're running a huge cycle that a competitive bodybuilder is going to run, you will still shut yourself down. So if you think it's mild, and if you think you can get away without a PCT, that's where it can be extremely dangerous, because not only are you going to feel like garbage, you're going to lose all your gains, but you're going to put yourself at risk of getting into this habit, and you're going to end up on TRT when you're like super young. It's ridiculous. So that's the first danger that I come across. The second one that I hear all the time, and I think this is just a result of parroting of the same crap on forums for years, is these dosages of CIRMs. They are so high, and I don't understand why. The half-life of Novadex and Clomid is not short. These are not 24-hour half-life compounds. So if you're taking them every day, they're building up in your system. If you're running 100 milligrams, 150 milligrams per day of Clomid, and you're taking it every single day, no wonder you're going to feel depressed and you're going to cry for no reason. Because that's ridiculous how much you're putting in your body, and it's just adding up. So what you need to do is understand the concept of what PCT is for and follow the perfect PCT that we've gone over. It's a sticky on the evolutionary.org forums. Because then when you understand it, you can run it properly. And you can run the proper doses, and you can have a complete PCT. All of these ones I see out there, 99% of them are incomplete. You're missing serious things that can really, really help you to feel much better. And, so I think it's the research. You got to do the research.
And Matt, you're going to go over the perfect PCT because you wrote out a very good sticky on the main forum of evolutionary.org, and you're going to kind of go over it for the for those that you know are listening to this that kind of want to a lot of people like to hear it versus reading about it, and I think that really helps kind of hammer it home. So we're going to talk about that as well, and how long to PCT. But the biggest PCT danger, besides running these outrageous dosages of drugs that Matt mentioned, and I've been there, because when I first started PCTing, I was a bitch. I was fucking taking these crazy dosages of Clomid at 50, 100 milligrams a day, and taking 40 or 60 milligrams a day of Novadex, because I listened to the bullshit on these forums. All these people that parrot this information who don't even PCT themselves. They're on fucking TRT for life because their PCT ideas are shit. You know? So they don't even back, they don't even do what they fucking parrot. So I listened to them. I was a fucking bitch when I was in PCT because of these. The other danger is ACG. ACG is a scam, okay? ACG came around many years ago as a diet drug, okay? The idea was you inject it and it causes your body to lose, to shed away fat because your body is trying to protect a fetus in the womb. How outrageous of an idea is this? It's been disputed by everybody, okay? All the medical journals, the FDA, everybody has disputed it. There's no scientific backing for it. In probably the past 5, 10, 15 years, we've had these infomercial scam artists kind of bring it back in the forefront. Also, Indian drug scammers, okay, are also pushing this as a diet drug to people. So we've seen it kind of come back. Okay, in the past 5, 10, 15 years. And now people are using it to lose fat. It doesn't work. It doesn't help you lose fat. If anything, it hurts you lose fat over the intermediate and long term because it's a hormone and it's screwing with your hormones. But why is it dangerous during PCT as someone who cycles steroids? I'll explain it really, really simple. This is one of those things that gets parroted so much on forums that it's impossible for me, Matt, or anyone else to counteract all the bro science parroting. But let me attempt to explain to you why HCG is dangerous during your post-cycle therapy. The reason is the way HCG works is it's a hormone. You inject it into your body, it mimics LH. LH is a hormone that stimulates your lytic cells to produce testosterone. So what you're doing is you're bypassing your pituitary glands, okay? That is no different than just injecting testosterone during PCT. So yes, when you inject HCG or testosterone, you are increasing testosterone in the body. That is true. You're also increasing estrogen in the body. That is true. But take that away. Just take away the fact that it's increasing estrogen, which is not good during PCT. You don't want your estrogen to spike. But you're delaying recovery because it is your pituitary glands that must produce LH and FSH, which are your two important hormones that stimulate your Leydig cells in the first place. So when you take ACG, you are suppressing your HPTA and you're going to delay recovery because you want your pituitary glands producing that hormone that ACG is mimicking in the body. So you're basically manipulating our HPTA to produce testosterone. When you stop taking that ACG, your testosterone levels crash and your pituitary glands must now recover back. So you kind of just shot yourself in the foot and set yourself back on recovery. So yeah, when you take HCG and PCT, some guys are like, wow, this shit does work. My testosterone levels are up. I feel better on it. Well, no shit. It's just like if you were to run testosterone or any other hormone. Of course you're going to feel better on it. But you're going to have to come off eventually. And you must recover your HPTA. If you do not recover your HPTA, you will shut yourself down for life. So you need to do it the right way. The right way is not using HCG during PCT. It is a complete sham. Matt, do you have anything else to add?
You explained it really well. HCG, like, I think it's just a matter of, you know, just like I mentioned before with these SERMs and that, it just gets repeated over and over and over again. And because guys feel good while using it, they think it's, they equate feeling good with recovery. That is not the case. Just because you feel good doesn't mean you're recovered. You feel good on cycle. You're not recovering when you're on cycle. You're actually shut down right to shit when you're on cycle. So it's kind of the same idea. If anyone wants to argue this, do it and post up blood work. I'd love to see it. Show us blood work when you're using the HCG and show us when you come off of it. And what's going to happen is when you come off of it, everything's going to go right back down again. FSH, shot. LH, shot. Testosterone levels, way back down. That's exactly what's going to happen. So while you may get away with it because your HPTA is not damaged enough, you may be able to use it and eventually recover. It might work, but eventually that's going to catch up to you. The longer you're on cycle, the harder it is to recover. That's why we preach responsible cycles, you know, 12 weeks as an average. So if you're getting into running these, you know, 18-week cycles because you're on for so long and then you're on HCG, you know, and then your PCT, like, it really adds up and you're cutting yourself short. You want to be able to do this the right way as long as possible and recover your own testosterone. You don't want to have to be on TRT if you don't have to be. So when you start using HCG, you kind of push that timeline closer to when you're not going to be able to recover. So overall, it has literally one benefit, and that's to make your nuts bigger. But there's other ways to do that. You don't have to just inject, you know, hormones. Why do we want to inject another thing when we don't have to necessarily? So if that's the only reason, then, you know, whatever. But there's honestly no other benefits that make it worth using.
We're going to get into now how long to run PCT. That's another problem that guys do. And this is the mistake that they do. When you're running a cycle, let's say you run 12-week cycle, okay, of a long ester. Let's say you're running testosterone septinate or NTHA and you're running EQ, for example, or DECA, whatever, Primo, whatever, okay? It's going to take 50 days for those esters to clear out of your system. That's a long time. So we're talking 6 weeks for your esters to clear out after your last injection. So if you run a 12-week cycle and then you run a 4-week PCT that starts right after your cycle is over, what have you accomplished? Nothing. Because you still have esters in your body during that PCT, and then when you stop your PCT, you still have esters in your system. So you have esters in your system, the steroids will still be working in your system for 2 weeks longer than your PCT was. That's a mistake guys make. They run too short of a PCT. They don't understand the esters are in your system. All right, so you cannot start recovering from steroids. You can't. Your HPTA is not going to be able to recover. Your pituitary glands will not be able to recover. That's the brain of your HPTA, is your pituitary glands. So it needs time to recover, and it needs all the hormones to be out of your system. Even a small amount of hormone will shut your pituitary glands down. That's the fact. You know, if you run blood work on cycle, you notice your LH, your FSH go to zero. That is because your pituitary glands say, hey, I've got exogenous hormones in the system, so I don't have to do anything anymore. So it shuts down. It stops producing hormones because you have too much hormones in your system. So when you come off steroids, you need to give your esters a chance to start clearing out. You need to run a PCT that's long enough that's actually going to be there for you. It's like jumping off a building, okay, onto a mat, okay, at the bottom of the building. You got to jump off. You've got that time to jump off, okay? But if you jump off too soon, they're not going to have that mat there for you to have a soft landing. So let's say the mat goes in there. You know, that's your PCT, and your PCT is there for 4 weeks, but you still have esters in your system, so you haven't jumped off the building yet. So now you pull away the mat, and you still got the esters in your system for 2 more weeks, and then you jump off the building. What's going to happen? You're going to crash. You're going to crash into that concrete. You're going to basically have a hard landing. It's not going to be fun. So the idea behind PCT is you must stretch it out. I'm a big believer in stretching out your PCT. It's very, very important. So Matt, go over to Perfect PCT Protocol and help these guys out when they're coming off cycle.
Okay, so I like an 8-week PCT in total. That's the way that I like to run it to get everything done. As I introduce the products, the compounds into this, I'll explain what they're there for as I go through. Just so you guys know before, because I know I'll forget after, everything that I talk about, you can either get at needtobuildmuscle.com, SARMS1.com, or ag-guys.com. They all have everything I'm going to talk about. So when you're going to go buy everything before you even start your cycle, because that's important, get everything first, I wanted you guys to know where you can go get these things. Okay, so to start off, the first 2 weeks, what you're going to use is something called HC Generate ES, Carterin, and N2 Guard. Now, these first 2 weeks are so important because when guys run long esters, as Steve mentioned, you still have these esters in your system for a while. So everybody parrots on the forums, PCT doesn't start until 2 weeks after your last injection. That is not true. SERMs do not start immediately after your last injection. That doesn't mean you don't take other measures, you know, to start recovering the right way and to have this landing. So HC Generate ES, what that is, that's the extra strength version of the best natural testosterone booster you'll find. Okay, you can read the ingredients, compare it to the other ones out there. It's not even close. So you're going to take 5 caps per day of this product. What it's going to do, it's going to start boosting your natural testosterone levels. It's a natural product. There's no hormones, there's no shutdown, none of that. This will just naturally boost your testosterone levels. So that's going to cause you to feel good in general. PCT isn't always a time we feel great, so this is going to help you feel good. It's going to bring your mood up. It's going to bring your nuts back to normal size if you did have, you know, a little bit of atrophy, which you should on cycle. And it's also going to increase your libido because libido is very sensitive, very touchy thing. It doesn't always go up for guys on cycle. Some guys it goes down. So the moral of the story there is when hormones fluctuate, your libido can take a hit. So when you're coming off cycle, your testosterone levels are out of whack, your estrogen's a little probably out of whack. This is going to bring your libido strong, okay? It's going to really help in that department. That's very important. So this is going to be the same routine here for the first 2 weeks immediately following your last injection. So the Cardarin, what that's going to do, it increases your VO2 max, so it really helps your cardio. Cardio is key because you want to keep the fat off when you get off cycle. It's much easier to gain fat in PCT because as you come off, your testosterone levels are they're low. Your cortisol levels are super high. Cardarin actually works to lower cortisol levels in your body, which is an awesome benefit of it. And it also helps you just want to continue to train hard and push through your workouts. You'll have that extra endurance. So while you're training, even though you're off cycle technically, you're still going to feel like you have enough energy. It's really key to continue to train with intensity when you go on to PCT so you don't lose those gains, because that's one of the main reasons guys lose their gains. They lose their concentration, their drive, and they just kind of slack. So that's important. I would do 20 milligrams per day. Cardarin's not suppressive, so that's something you can also use on cycle. You can use it any time, and it won't harm you at all. Entugard, another thing you can use all year round, on cycle, off cycle, doesn't matter. And the reason you want to take this in PCT is it's a liver protector, it's an organ protector. It's fantastic for your prostate, liver, heart, kidneys. It's going to help with your cholesterol levels. Plus, it's got a ton of vitamins and minerals in it. When you run a cycle, it's extremely harsh on your body. So when you're in post-cycle therapy, you really want to recover. Not only just your testosterone, not just that HPTA, the rest of your body took a hit. Your prostate gets enlarged. This is part of, the negatives of running steroids. So 7 capsules per day, Entugard, you want to run that. So that right there, that's your first 2 weeks. In the third week, you're going to continue with the three things I mentioned, but this is when we're going to introduce Clomid and Novadex. So for this week, Clomid, I'd run at 50 milligrams per day, Novadex 40 milligrams per day. We're not getting any higher than that. That's as high as you'll ever need to go. An optional compound at this point is an aromatase inhibitor like Aromacin. Now, I believe if you've controlled your estrogen on cycle properly, you don't need it now. If you had issues with estrogen on cycle, up, down, you couldn't find that spot, it might be a time to run it since you're locked in, since you have figured it out. So that's an option there. The other very important compound that gets introduced this week is Ostarin. And it's a SARM. The reason why you can introduce it is because we're going to run a low dose and we're only going to run it 4 weeks or less. That way there's no suppression that's going to negatively affect us as far as recovery. And what this SARM does is it will really allow you to hold on to your gains. It was actually created for people that suffer with muscle wasting diseases to help keep their muscle mass. So this is a fantastic alternative to something like a hormone. It will keep your muscle while you're in post-cycle therapy. I would recommend 25 milligrams per day. So we'll move on to week 4. What you're going to do here is the exact same thing I just went through. The only change you're going to do is drop that Novadex dose down to 20 milligrams per day. So you're just cutting it in half. Everything else stays the same. You should continue with your diet. You should be training just as hard. Nothing slacks here. On to week 5. You're going to run the exact same thing I just went through. But now this is the point where you're going to half your Clomid dose. That's going to go down to only 25 milligrams per day. Now, if you were running the optional Aromacin at this time, I would cut your dose in half. So if you were running 10 milligrams every other day, cut it down to 5. Again, not necessary for everybody. week six, what I'm going to do is everything exactly the same as I just said. The change we're going to make here is we're going to cut the Osterin dose in half. And this is, like I said, it really keeps the suppression to basically zero. 12.5 milligrams per day is nothing. That's a dose that, you know, a female can run to maintain muscle mass. So it's something that it's going to do the job, but it's not going to have any suppression for you. And so that's going to get you through week six. Week seven, what you're going to do here, you're going to drop your Clomid in half again, 12.5 milligrams per day. Novadex in half again, 10 milligrams per day. At this point, if you did run Aromasin or an AI at all, no more. Not necessary at this point. Enough of the esters are out of our system. There's not, you know, enough compound aromatizing to make any difference as far as gyno or estrogen related side effects. So we can just eliminate it at that point. And we're going to go ahead and just get rid of the Osterin now too. That way we're 100% sure it's not, it didn't negatively affect anything. It did its job. We don't need it anymore. It's out. And now we get to the last week, week eight here. The only thing you're left with at this point is your HC Generate ES. You're still going to be doing that five capsules per day throughout the whole time. And your Carterin, 20 milligrams per day. Both of those not suppressive. You could use those throughout. So that's where you're going to officially end taking anything for PCT. Now, I want to mention this because I don't feel like PCT ends here. 3 to 4 weeks after you finish, you're going to want to get blood work. And that is just to verify that, you know, now that all the SERMs are out of my system and everything's out, I've done my PCT, what's everything look like? How's my FSH, my LH, my testosterone, my estrogen, cholesterol? That's your time to look and see, did I recover? Do I need to make adjustments? How does everything look? That is so important. But I would definitely wait that 3 to 4 weeks after your PCT, because if you get blood work and you have SERMs in your system, they will screw everything up. And you'll think you're recovered when you might not be if you do it too quick. So did I miss anything, Steve, or is that a pretty good layout?
That's good. And you guys can look at it. Some people like to be like to hear it. Some people like to read it. And a lot of people need both, you know, to really get it through. So evolutionary.org, our main forum, it's in the sticky. So let's talk about the supplement that's in what Matt was talking about. And that is HC Generate. So let's talk about what is an HC Generate. It's called HC Generate Classic because this is the formula that was put together, and it's a genius formula. It's got 1,000 milligrams of Fidelia. It's got 1,000 milligrams of fenugreek. It's got 500 milligrams of 3,4-Devanol and 500 of Bulgarian tribulus. It's got 200 milligrams of vitamin E. And it's got 100 milligrams of Tongkat Ali and 7 milligrams of zinc, which is a really, really important mineral. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what each of these things do. We all know that there are tons of testosterone boosters on the market. And let me tell you, most of them are shit, okay? They don't do anything because the dosages are too low. There's not enough ingredients. It's one thing just to buy 200 milligrams of Fidogia, okay, or a 200 milligrams of fenugreek, or 100 milligrams of tribulus, okay? It's another thing to have a supplement like HC Generate that has five times those dosages and all those ingredients all in one. That is what makes HC Generate such a great supplement. So what do these ingredients do? Fidogia, look, it's been around for hundreds of years. Our ancestors used Fidogia for years. I mean, they've been using this. It increases sex drive, fertility, treats impotence. It helps get your HPTA up and running, all right? It increases testosterone production by 200%, increases libido. That's what you need when you're coming off steroids. Fenugreek. This is another one. It helps raise testosterone. It keeps your cholesterol levels balanced, which is what you need when you're coming off steroids. It's got things in it that help increase muscle gains so you don't lose your muscle when you come off. I mean, using a product like this is the difference between keeping muscle and not. It's so important. Makes you feel good. 3,4-Devanols, one of my favorites. This one, it seeks out SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin. It binds to it, and that helps raise your free testosterone in your body. So when you get that boost and free testosterone, you're going to keep your gains. You're going to keep your strength when you come off. Tribulus, great supplement. Boosts libido, makes your dick hard. Very important when you're coming off. So many guys complain that they can't get hard. Vitamin E. This is one of the vitamins that has been shown in studies to actually increase fertility. So the beautiful part of vitamin E is when you stack it with these other herbs, it basically does it all, okay? It basically is kind of the icing on the cake in terms of fertility, in terms of testosterone, in terms of everything regarding your sex reproductive system. Tonkat Ali, great supplement. It treats sexual dysfunction and male infertility. Again, we're trying to support our reproductive system, our HPTA. All these ingredients help with that. And then the final one, zinc. Zinc does it all, okay? If you don't have zinc in your system, if you're deficient in zinc, you're screwed, all right? You're basically, zinc has been proven to increase your LH in your body. That is what stimulates your Leydig cells. So zinc is extremely important. So all in all, when you use this, when you come off steroids, guys, it's going to help big time. And like Matt said, you can use HC Generate Classic as a bridge as well in between your cycles. And that's going to help keep your gains based on all this. How about you, what do you think, Matt? I know you used it.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's a great formula. Like I said, you guys can look up and try to find one that's even close to this, and you won't. And the reason why some of these other products sell is because they're cheap, because they're shit. So there's a few different types of test boosters out there that are inferior. And what you'll see is you'll find guys saying ZMA is their test booster. Good ingredients on its own, it's not enough. A lot of guys swear by Tribulus, or that's what they're told to use. Like Steve said, he explained how it works. Tribulus is a great ingredient. On its own, it's not enough, okay? It may slightly increase your testosterone levels. It's one of the better ingredients, but it's not a complete formula. What seems to be really popular now is Tonkat Ali. Very efficient, does a really good job, especially for libido. But when you combine all these things together, this is where you actually notice a difference. Not only does it boost your natural testosterone levels, but you actually feel good. You actually feel the benefits of a higher testosterone level. So that's why you really need to get the complete formula. And when you guys do compare products, and I've said this a million times, and I swear by it, and I will always stick to this, don't shop by brand. Shop by ingredients. If you find a product that has the best ingredients at the right doses, that's what you want to buy. So not only is this a complete formula, the ingredients are all listed here as far as how much is in there. It's not a proprietary blend. When Steve says there's 7 milligrams of zinc, that's because there's 7 milligrams of zinc. Everything in this product is a full dose, okay? 500 milligrams Tribulus. If you look at a lot of products out there, you might find them having 100 milligrams Tribulus. It's not going to do shit, okay? So just read your labels, and these ingredients are not cheap. Where they got to get this stuff from? So if you find a test booster that's dirt cheap, it's cheap for a reason. Look for something that has good ingredients at the right doses.
So basically, AC Generate Classic came out many, many years ago. A lot of people became a fan. And what we started to do before sex, before our workouts, during PCT, during bridge, is we double dose HC Generate because we wanted more. It's all about wanting more of this, more of that. So the formula, instead of doubling the formula and making it super, super expensive, they're like, fuck, why don't we come up with a new product? And they did. That has 20% more of the same ingredients, plus very, 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 very hard to find and very, very, very strong extra ingredients. And that's why they came out with HC Generate ES, which stands for extra strength. So it's got 20% more of all those ingredients that I gave you already, the tribulus, the fidogia, all that shit. The fenugreek, the 3,4-devanol. It also has these ingredients. Bacilla alba. It's got 200 milligrams per serving. Okay? It's very similar to spinach. It's a green vegetable. It's full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. You need this shit, okay? Because it's going to help you recover at the cellular level and strengthen your organ health. So it's a beautiful thing to have on PCT. Ginseng, it's got 125 milligrams. This is a root, okay? It's been used in China for thousands of years. It's an anti-inflammatory. It aids in erectile dysfunction. It helps cure fatigue. It boosts your immune system and it boosts your metabolism. That's all the shit that you need during PCT, because during PCT, you may notice you get sick. Well, that's why, because your immune system goes to shit during PCT. Your metabolism slows down. You gain body fat. This is going to help. Horny goat weed, another additional ingredient. It's also called epimedium extract. This is a PDE5 inhibitor. So it works just like Viagra in the body. It's also going to help your kidney and heart health. And it's going to help reduce bone mass loss. This is an amazing compound to help you get a hard dick. The other one, this is my personal favorite, Mucuna pruriens. This one, okay, is used to treat Parkinson's disease and even snake bites. So it's got a lot of benefits. But when PCT, this is how it's going to help you, okay? It's not in the formula just in case you get bitten by a snake. It's in the formula because it increases dopamine and it helps reduce prolactin in the body. So prolactin is that nasty fucking hormone that actually goes up after you ejaculate, and that causes you to lose interest in sex. So it's an anti-libido hormone. So Mucuna is going to reduce prolactin and boost dopamine, so you're going to have more libido. Again, during PCT, your libido crashes. A lot of people complain. This is going to help. This is why this is so good to use in PCT. The other ingredient, indole-3-carbinol. This is found in vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, etc. It's an antioxidant. It's anti-carcinogenic. This is an awesome thing because it's going to help cleanse and detox your organs. It's also going to help balance your estrogen levels, and it's going to prevent bloating. It's going to help your blood pressure come down, and it's going to help with water retention. So this is very important in PCT. We don't want our estrogen levels spiking in PCT. Finally, resveratrol. Resveratrol is a polyphenol, and it's found in the skin of fruits like grapes, for example. And what this does, it helps increase LH, increase testosterone, and lower estrogen. So it's perfect to use in PCT. So all these ingredients, guys, and more, and whatever's in AC Generate is found in AC Generate ES. It is quite a bit more expensive than AC Generate, but it's well worth it. So if you use this shit in PCT, you're going to have a very, very nice recovery and you won't feel like shit.
Yeah, this one is the better one to use in PCT. So if you don't have the money or, you know, whatever your reason is, the classic version is still really good in PCT. But the ES version just takes it a step beyond that. Both will really work to boost testosterone levels, but the ES version just has a lot of extra things in there that are just great in PCT, that will really help with libido, mood, you know, just all the little extra shit that we deal with when we're trying to recover. So you definitely want to go that way. I've used it a bunch of times in the past. It makes you feel so good when you're trying to recover. I recommend it to everybody. And again, Steve said, you know what? It's expensive. You're damn right it is, because these ingredients, I'm telling you look up and do some research on where they come from. Some of these come from very remote places. And if you're going to make a product like this, you're not going to put garbage in it. You're going to get the top, you know, top quality of every ingredient. Because if you have a product like this, it needs to work. And I'm telling you, I've used it, and I haven't heard anybody that's used it say it wasn't worth it, in a PCT. Now, you can use this as a standalone. I don't want to make it seem like it's a PCT only product. You can use this year round if you wanted to as a testosterone booster, and you can probably get away with less than the full dose. So you could really save yourself some money that way. You know, instead of taking the 5 capsules for a day, you know, you might be able to get away with 3 and still get a really, really nice boost out of it, and make that bottle last a lot longer. So, you know, that's just another option for you guys.
Yeah, guys, really, like, I would do the ES in PCT and then run the HC Generate Classic for Bridge. That's what I personally do. I know it's expensive, but gosh, do you want to keep your gains from cycle? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And you know what? A lot of guys in the gym, these motherfuckers, I mean, you can tell when they're on cycle because they blow up, they're strong, they look bigger, and you can tell when they're off cycle because they lose everything. And that's not, guys, this isn't the point of cycling steroids. You're wasting your fucking money, and you're throwing your body in these hormone roller coasters. You know, you cannot do that shit. You have to run a proper PCT. You have to run a PCT to bridge, and then in between cycles, you have to bridge so that you can keep your gains. There's no point, like I said, in taking 2 steps forward and then taking 4 steps back, because that's what I see all the time. So we have 5 minutes left. Matt, you had an interesting relationship tip you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, this came from a question. A guy was looking for different ideas. You know, like dates are getting boring, dinner, movie, you know, don't want to go to the bar because that kind of, you know, really hinders the fitness, the lifestyle, and everything. So, this is something that I've done, and I think it's an awesome idea for a couple to do. So, the one that's closer to me that I went to, it's called Escape the Maze. And this is the concept of that. It's not an escape room per se, but the general idea is the same. So you'll basically go somewhere that's going to end up being, you know, 100-acre farm, something like that. And there's going to be everything set up deep in the woods. So what you'll do, you'll leave and you'll have a backpack with you. It's going to have something like a map. It's going to have a book that's going to explain to you what you need to do and give you some tips. And what you're going to do is you're going to go to various stations on the map. You're going to have to navigate your way to the station. And when you get to the station, there's going to be some type of task or puzzle that you're going to have to figure out in order to get on to the next one. And when I did this, some of them were not easy. Like, it really required thinking. So it gives you time with your partner, your, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, whatever it may be, where you really get to use your intelligence. It's not just sitting around talking about, hey, you know, would you lift today at the gym, or, you know, what do you want to eat, or, you know, the same shit everybody talks about. You actually get to use your intelligence and try to figure something out. And as you're walking and navigating, it gives you time to talk to each other, you know, to bond. You're out there in the middle of the woods. You're not worried about, you know, your phone, your iPad, all that garbage that we get sucked into every day. The one that I did took almost 3 hours to navigate through. And there were times it was went kind of smooth and we figured it out. But there were also times where I was ready to, just pull my hair out because it was so difficult. And, everybody thinks differently. So it's a great time where when you don't get something or they don't get something, you think a different way and you get to see how the other person thinks and help you figure it out. And then when you finally do get the answer or, get what you need to get done, you feel so good about it because it was difficult and you accomplished it together.
So
So
is there other people out there also doing this, or is it just you and them?
there's usually a few groups, maybe two or three groups, but what they'll do is if there are multiple groups, they'll have you start off at different places because you don't want to overlap. You want to do everything on your own. So if you were to get somewhere that another group was at, you would probably skip it and go to the next one.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is basically you're not going to be alone with this person in the middle of the woods. So I just want to make
Oh yeah,
sure.
no.
Because you don't want to
Exactly.
take a girl on a date. Like, this sounds like a good second or third date as long as there's other people around. Because the girl's going to be like, holy shit, this guy's going to fucking like kill me in the woods. So as long as there's people around it, that sounds like a really good second or third date. How much did it cost, and what would someone Google to find a place near them?
I would just Google something like escape maze or something along those lines.
I know there's stuff called escape rooms. Like if you live in an urban area, escape rooms where you kind of figure it out. I've seen that on TV.
Yeah, it's going to be a similar idea to that. As far as cost, honestly, I can't remember what it cost. It's not very expensive at all. The awesome thing is when you get there, it's kind of like, it's set up, there's a theme. So it's already entertaining when you get there. You can kind of, you'll go into this little building, you'll look around, there's probably videos playing about, history and things about the area, and just, half of it's going to be made up about the woods and that. So it is actually, to Steve's point, it's a very, very safe feeling environment when you're there. It's not creepy at all. It's the middle of the day. It's not, not where you feel like you're alone at all.
A good idea if you do outdoors is have a little picnic set up for when you finish. Set up for her. Guys, I mean, use your money to your advantage. Whoever runs it, look, slip them $50 and be like, dude, make sure there's this, this, and this. Make sure there's, that, here's here or here's $100. Whoever runs it, and they'll fucking do whatever you want. Just tell them, look, I want this. I want strawberries. I want chocolate. I want a blanket. I want a picnic basket. Blah, blah, blah. At the end of this, make it happen. And I'll be waiting for you. If you do the indoor version of this, which is the room type of thing, the room maze, have a same thing. Have a dinner waiting for when you guys finish. So it always helps to do something like that. And you really it's not expensive versus taking a girl out and doing a movie and a dinner. You're gonna be spending $100 doing a movie and a
You know
dinner, you
what?
know?
That picnic idea is fantastic. So here's how you get out ahead of it. Make sure you have water with you. Obviously, you're going to be almost 3 hours. You're walking quite a distance. And probably about halfway in, I realized, I actually really felt hungry. Like you're doing a lot of walking, it's just what it is. So if you had that planned and you didn't bring a snack or, tell her, him anything, when you get close to the end, I can bet you 100% they're going to start, if they bitch about anything, it's going to be like, wow, I'm really hungry. Like this is a lot of hard work. And then if you have that set up at the end, like you're golden. Think about how grouchy people get when they're hungry. If your girl's with you and she's grouchy and you finish and there's food there and you plan that, you're getting laid. That's guaranteed. That would be an amazing idea.
Yeah, guys, so this has been another great episode. Appreciate everyone watching. Again, evolutionary.org forums. Please don't be shy, and we will talk to you guys on the next episode. Thanks for listening.